BBC News with Sue Montgomery. More than 100,000 people have marched in the Spanish city of Valencia to express their anger at the authorities' handling of recent catastrophic floods, which killed over 200 people. Valencia's regional governor, Carlos Mazón, is facing mounting pressure to resign for taking hours to respond to an alert from the National Weather Agency. Demonstrators chanted murderers and carried placards, accusing him of being stained with blood.
The worst thing a politician can have is incompetence, and then the concealment of incompetence.
My only wish is that the memory of the dead denies Carlos Mazón sleep for the rest of his life.
We demand accountability and explanations, and that it does not happen again.
The Foreign Ministry of Qatar has said it is withdrawing from its role as a key mediator in talks between Israel and Hamas until both sides change their attitude. A spokesman accused both of exploiting continuing negotiations for what it called narrow political purposes. Joanne Wood is in Jerusalem.
These were really strong words from the Qatari government. They basically said that both the Israelis and Hamas were not negotiating in good faith and had not been negotiating in good faith. Very, very strong criticism that really suggested that they felt that they'd also been taking a lot of blame in the media, the international media, for the failure of these talks, when actually they thought the blame should lie with both sides. And so they've basically said, as long as we feel that the negotiating parties, Hamas and the Israeli government, are not operating in good faith, we don't want to have any part of this.
The US President-elect Donald Trump has announced that the committee in charge of his inauguration will be led by Steve Witkoff, a close friend, and the former Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler. They were among his biggest fundraisers during the election campaign. The European Union's foreign policy chief has assured Ukraine its support will be unwavering. Josep Borrell was speaking on his first visit to Kiev since the election of Donald Trump. He said nobody knew what the new president would do. Oleksandr Mereshko, a member of Ukraine's parliament, says Kiev would not agree to any peace deal that involved making concessions.
We are for peace, but peace firmly based on international law, on its principles and on the UN Charter. And by peace, we mean just peace. And we mean also restoration of our territorial integrity and full sovereignty of Ukraine. But there are politicians who understand peace differently as appeasement of the aggressor. For them, this appeasement means that Ukraine should sacrifice its territorial integrity.
World News from the BBC. A Bangladeshi man has been ordered by doctors to be returned to Italy from an asylum processing centre in Albania a day after arriving with seven other people. Doctors said the man was vulnerable and should not be detained under the asylum agreement between Rome and Tirana. The Dutch Prime Minister says he will no longer attend the UN climate summit in Azerbaijan because of what he called the major social impact of Thursday night's anti-Semitic violence in Amsterdam. Trouble erupted after a football match between Ajax and Maccabi Tel Aviv when pro-Palestinian youth, some in scooters, attacked visiting Israeli fans. A small village in Switzerland's eastern Alpine region is being forced to evacuate for the second time in less than 2 years because of the renewed threat of a massive rock fall. Local officials fear more than 1 million cubic metres of rock could come crashing down onto Brienz from the mountain face above. The spokesman for the municipality, Christian Gartmann, said a previous rockfall had narrowly missed the centuries-old village and that increased rainfall had made the situation more dangerous.
In 2023, large amounts of rubble and rock fell down. That's been deposited above the village, and some of this material has accelerated rapidly in recent weeks, moving at up to 35 centimeters per day. And there is now a small risk it will accelerate even more and slide towards the village, like an avalanche of rubble. That's why, if it happens, it could be dangerous.
In tennis, the American Coco Gauff has become the youngest player to win the WTA finals for two decades. The 20-year-old beat China's Zhang Chenwen in a grueling match in Saudi Arabia. BBC News.